I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Menstrual cycles are causing major problems in Kenya. Joy Muller with Kenya Hope says only 1 out of 10 girls have access to sanitary products.
Some will resort to prostitution so they have some money to purchase them. Others will go through the garbage to try and find used ones. And of course, that means there's an infection and all sorts of sanitary issues with that. Others just plain drop out of school because they don't have these products to keep them in school, which of course leads to a lot of teen pregnancies and early marriages.
Through Kenya Hope's Girls on a Mission program, believers provide high-quality, reusable sanitary products for Kenyan schoolgirls. Each product comes with a lesson about girls' value in Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And consumerism takes center stage this time of year, driven largely by popular media. Perhaps in the spirit of Christmas, we should also give thanks for media's benefits. Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries says for them, media drives the gospel connection.
I love the idea of contrasting not just consumerism for consuming sake, but having an opportunity to connect to people around the world in different places or outside your own culture, or just connecting to Jesus Christ this time of year. When people may be curious about what Christmas is about.
And as you pray for your loved ones, remember the missionaries away from theirs. Pray for believers around the world who are not able to celebrate due to persecution. And for those in the giving spirit, consider donating to help support a ministry you're passionate about. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.